This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day following opposition uproar over various issues. The Rajya Sabha was first adjourned till 12 noon and then finally for the day, while the proceedings of the Lok Sabha were first adjourned till 2 p.m. before being finally adjourned for the day. When the Rajya Sabha met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over various issues, including discussion on special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. After that, the presiding officer, Ghanshyam Tiwari, tried to run the question hour, but the proceedings were disrupted following the opposition uproar. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Amid noisy scenes, Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav replied to a question related to implementation of Digital Personal Data Protection DPDP Act 2023. The Election Commission of India today announced the schedule for the election to the office of the Vice President of India. According to the ECI, the election will be held on the 9th of September. More from our correspondent.
The election is necessitated following resignation of Jagdeep Dhankhar from the post of Vice President last month. This will be the 17th Vice President election. The Vice President is elected by an electoral college which consists of the members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The notification for the election will be issued on the 7th of this month and interested candidates can file their nomination by 21st of this month. The scrutiny of the nomination will take place on the 22nd August, while the last date of withdrawal of candidature will be 25th of this month. The counting of the votes will be held on 9 September. Saklayan Akhtar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has appealed to the graduating students of IIT ISM Dhanbad to act as catalysts in achieving the goal of Vikasit Bharat in 2047. President Draupadi Murmu today attended the 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IIT, ISM Dhanbad, on the second day of a two-day visit to Jharkhand.
भारत 2047 तक विकसित भारत बनने के लक्ष्य की और आत्मविश्वास से आगे बढ़ रहा है आपको इस विकास यात्रा का अग्रदूत बनना है विकसित भारत का अर्थ है एक ऐसा राष्ट्र जहां प्रत्येक व्यक्ति को सम्मान अवसर गरिमा और बेहतर जीवन स्तर प्राप्त हो
The president also released a customized postal stamp to commemorate 100 glorious years of establishment of the Technical Institute. Praising the glorious past of the institution, President Draupadi Murmu requested the passing out students to adopt new systems and technological advancements clubbed with innovation for research to resolve problems with simple solutions. The National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, has implemented a new set of unified payments interface, UPI rules, starting from today. Under the new rules, name of the recipient will be shown to the sender before each transaction. Each UPI app will allow users to check their bank balance 50 times a day. UPI apps will also be able to limit or stop balance inquiry requests to reduce the load on UPI during peak hours. U.S. President Donald Trump yesterday signed a sweeping executive order imposing higher tariffs on several nations, including India and the 27-member European Union. The order, titled Further Modifying the Reciprocal Tariff Rates, is set to take effect from August the 7th, 7 days after its issuance, with rates going up to 41%. The tariff hike is part of Trump's effort to rebalance what he terms unfair trade deficits and national security risks. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Bihar and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department also predicted heavy rainfall over various parts of northeast and southern peninsula India as well as Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and West Rajasthan today. In cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 204 for 6 against hosts England on the second day of the fifth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. Karun Nair not out at 52 and Washington Sundar unbeaten at 19 will look to further continue their partnership of 51 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.